Time for Kaleidoscope, and Superintendent Bill Strom joins us from Mountain Lake Schools. How are you today?
I'm good, Steve, and you?
It is Election Day, so yeah, there's a lot of excitement.
Yeah, it's the people get to speak today.
Yeah,
and we were talking before we got on about whatever happens this year will probably change in 4 years, and then that'll change, and it just seems to be the way things are swinging, that pendulum swing, and it's I wish we could say it's positive that people get to speak.
Absolutely.
But the way that they're speaking sometimes is just pretty corrosive, and that's not a good thing always.
Well, the thing is, everybody, no matter which party you're affiliated with, everybody has spent the last month talking about how they want to bring everybody back together and start getting things done.
Yeah. Past month, Steve, or has that been since the past
since the
30
80s.
Years?
Yeah. So you
we're
are
gonna bring
right.
it together, and this is the election of all time, and anyway.
And who knows? Maybe this is the one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a part of that that I enjoy. Right, knock on wood,
yes.
Steve. Yep.
All right. So we do have a lot going on today, and it is first on your list is Election Day.
Yeah, so we don't have any issues for the school district before the voters. We are what many call an odd year school, meaning that our elections for school board members and some of our initiatives are done in an odd year. Yeah, we look at that carefully if we should remain an odd year. Most of the schools, in fact, there's only 26 schools in the state of Minnesota that are still odd year schools. The other 300 or so are they do their initiatives on an even year. So we've talked about that. Part of the reason is that we want a captive audience when we're talking about our issues. We want people to think about the district. We don't want them to think about this is this viewpoint and that viewpoint. And anytime I see a dollar and cent sign, I'm voting no. I don't care what it is. And so that's part of it. We want to get people to think about the district and the school board members and the issues that they are voting on. And so anyway, we've
really
talked about
interesting.
That.
Yeah. That's valid.
Yeah.
I believe to look at it that now voter turnout maybe struggles a little during odd years.
It does. But people who come out in an odd year, they're going to come out for a good reason. And they're going to be focused. Others will come out to vote on something else. And then incidentally, they'll just, throw the district in with all the national and state issues that are making them happy or angry. And so we've taken a good look at that and have talked to some of our people and advisors. And, you know, we'll see what comes of that.
But you say those numbers are changing, the number of schools that participate in odd year voting.
Yeah, it's just a few now. A few of us are still the old albatross.
Holding on.
Yep.
All right. Other things, parent-teacher conferences.
You know, this is the conferences are a time where we get on the same page with mom and dad. And we constantly are working to make sure that we're speaking the same message. And conferences are a way to get face-to-face, talk with mom and dad about how their sons and daughters are doing in school, the progress that they're making. It's really a positive time. So those conferences are being held this Thursday night and Friday morning. And so it isn't the only time that our teachers talk with parents. They email them, they call them on the phone and talk with them. But this is one of those, you know, those watershed times that we all remember of when I remember conferences when I was a kid, mom and dad coming home and what did the teacher say?
So is it still just where teachers are there and you come when it's available to you to come, or do you schedule appointments?
We do schedule them.
Okay.
So especially with the elementary, the high school, there is somewhat of a schedule with that where they'll register, but generally what you can do in the high school is you can come into our main gymnasium, you know, have a seat in the center area, and then when a table opens up where all the high school teachers are seated, you can go sit down and have a chat with the specific teachers. There's a pyramid of attendance, Steve, and so when in the elementary, you're going to have a wider base of people that go to conferences, and then as they move throughout the school system, that base gets more and more narrow so that fewer people are coming to a conference when they're in high school. They got the message. They know what's going on. It doesn't mean that people don't come when they're in high school, but it's just a little bit less.
Okay. Very good. Football season wrapped up last week. Had a good season.
You know, they really did. You know, it was a fun game to watch.
Oh, man. It was, and I didn't to, go. Yeah, it yeah. was fun to listen to,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it was back and forth. And so congrats to Red Rock and congrats to our team. You know, they really, I talked with the coaches at the beginning of the year, and they were, you know, hoping for like a 2-4 start. And then they got it, and then just the attitude and the growth of the students just changed and moved along as the season went on. And so our fall sports have ended. Volleyball ended with a positive year of growth and things like that. They didn't get the record that they wanted, but they got they made some good progress cross country. They did well. They sent an athlete, Cody Wassman, I think it was, went to state and performed not as good as he wanted to, but he performed well, and it's a good deal to get somebody going to state. The girls and boys teams just did fantastic in cross country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we shift gears.
Yeah, the winter sports are starting practices. I think girls basketball is starting next Monday, and then the boys basketball is going to start after that. Gymnastics, wrestling are also starting. We pair with Windham in hockey, gymnastics, and wrestling. So those are the sports that are beginning real soon, if not beginning.
I just can't believe we're talking about winter sports already.
I know. Yeah, Steve.
The year's flying by.
Yeah, it is. It is. My grandkids are getting older,
yeah,
too.
Understood. Yeah. I see that, too.
Yeah.
And it's okay. The basketball season's coming because the gym's ready.
Yeah, it is. You know, that I think we talked this summer. We had this rainstorm. It was either late June or early July. I think it was in July. It just came down in a river of rain, and it blew out one of our cleanouts. The rain came down from the roof, and it just got caught up in a bend and blew out a cleanout and went all over our gymnasium floor. It was a total loss. And so John Carrison got right on it and called the insurance agent and people to work on that. And, you know, it was disappointing that it didn't get done as soon as we wanted to, but it made sense. But it's ready now, Steve. That's the important thing. The gym floor is ready. We're going to be using it for one of our first events, the Veterans Event, coming up this Thursday. And then athletes, physical education, we're ready to go next week.
It really was good timing.
Yeah, it looks great, and hats off to our school and teachers for making it work and making and the weather's getting colder at just the right time.
So all of a sudden it's like the weather waited for it.
It did, yeah. So we're excited about that, and
very good.
Yeah.
All right. So we've covered athletics, but there's a lot more going on at the school.
Yeah, so the fall play is coming up, Steve, and that's going to be an exciting event. I think we've got 45 students are in the fall play.
Wow. That's a
massive amount of students. And, Steve, we've always talked about, I like to emphasize, every time we talk about activities, I like to emphasize the fact that we've got a lot of students involved in Mountain Lake and activities, and we think that's great. And active students are better academically. They're better with behavior. It's just all around being a busy boy or girl in school is a helpful thing. It just builds discipline and character and things like that. But, yeah, so the Wizard of Oz is coming up. You know, because the gym floor could not get done in time, and rehearsals had to start like a week ago, we had to move it over to the Bark Center in Windham. So we're happy that we could do that. The rehearsals are coming along great, and we're ready to unpack a terrific fall play coming up this Friday, 7 p.m. And then we have a Friday, then a Saturday, 7 p.m., and then a matinee on Sunday, 2:30 p.m. So
three opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It really is. And so the kids are having lots of fun with it. And, you know, a play like that just invites all kinds of characters. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, it just brings out you know, any kind of kid, if you want to be that courageous, fearful, but yet to be courageous lion, or the Dorothy, or the witch from east or west, or north or south.
The good one or the bad one, take your pick. So, I'm such a believer in the fine arts. And you mentioned, being better grades and more involved, and the number of life skills that you get, and participating with a cast that big, you learn people skills too.
Yeah, you do. And arts are really important to Mountain Lake, and the theater, and the speech, and the one act. And so, I've said a number of times, and I'll keep saying it. We are number 4 in all schools in state appearances for one act.
That is an impressive statistic.
Yeah, next to all of our banners in the gymnasium at the school, that we've been to the state tournament for football and basketball a couple times, and maybe a game or two, but you can't beat what we've done with a one act play. That's a state high school activity. So we're right up there with the
That says a lot about the school and the student body.
It does. It's the diversity. It's the emphasis. It's the commitment. The taxpayers have kept those programs alive by funding our school with operating funding and things like that, and the teachers and the parents and the legacy of coaches. I hate to mention them because I'll forget somebody, but we've had fantastic leaders in those programs over the years, so grateful.
It definitely
for that.
Makes a difference. Yep. Now you mentioned the Veterans Day ceremony earlier. We should go into a little more detail on that.
Yeah, my dad was a World War II pilot. He flew B-17, and so that's real close to my heart. And Veterans Day is a great event for the community. It's a way of honoring those people who have served, and so that's something that we'll do again. This Thursday, the 10th, is when we'll have our Veterans Day ceremony at the school. It starts at 8:15, and programs like Veterans Day are mandated by Minnesota statute that schools set aside at least 1 hour of their program to do something like that. So it's an important thing. It's an important value of the state of Minnesota. It's important to our school. We're happy to announce a 2005 grad from our school, Brian Herrig. He's a Navy officer on the USS carrier Nimitz, petty officer first class. So Brian, former grad, he's going to be coming back to talk to our kids, and
we're
proud of
her.
It will. We're proud of our kids and who've gone on to, whatever place in this world that they go on to. They speak well of our school and well of themselves and their families.
Absolutely. All right. Other things we need to mention before we wrap up today.
Well, just a couple things. We're working on some building projects. Keeping a building up and maintaining it, that makes a difference in everything that we do. So, Steve, the lights are up, and they've been turned on a week after the season finished. So they're ready to go. So we ordered the room. Well, we didn't, but the manufacturer sent us or ordered the wrong ones, and so we got that done. We've got a HVAC air cooling project that we're starting up, and the bidding is out, and we hope to get that decision made on whether we're going to move forward with that project done by the end of this month, and hopefully get that done this summer.
Well, it's nice to have the lights in place.
It is.
For sure.
It is. Yes. Yeah, no more home field advantage.
No
more of those
right.
sneak plays.
Yeah.
Very
good.
All right.
Is there anything else we need to add this morning?
No, thanks, Steve, for letting us be on. And I guess, we'll be talking about weather next month, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully no snow days yet.
Yeah, right. Let's knock on wood on that one, too.
Yeah. All right.
Superintendent Bill Strom, Mountain Lake Schools. That will do it for Kaleidoscope today on KDOM.